Hey there, welcome back. My name is Amanda Upton, and I am so thrilled to share this time with you. And today we are talking about one of my most favorite things. We're talking about purpose. I love talking about uncovering our purpose. I think it is so fun. It is so interesting, and it's an essential part of feeling like a whole, purposeful, powerful being, because that is the thing that we're all wanting. At some level, if you feel lost, if you feel confused, if you feel frustrated in your life, it's most likely tied to not feeling purposeful in your life, not feeling that you're like connected to your purpose, not feeling connected to who you are and what you're here to do and what your gift is to the world, and not feeling in service of that purpose. So it's really important that we spend time diving in and talking about this very thing. Like, how can you, for one, uncover your purpose, and for two, live your purpose? And today I wanted to look at it through the lens of science and how tapping into our body and looking at how science approaches this to better understand how our purpose lives within, and how we don't need to look any further than ourselves to get an understanding of our purpose and to really connect with it. So we are going to explore the body-based approach. And I, when I coach clients, I am engaging in a body-based coaching approach. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about practices such as yoga and dance, and how these body-based practices are essential on your life journey as well as your entrepreneurial journey. So let's go ahead and begin by talking about what is body-based coaching. So body-based coaching is a holistic approach to personal development. A holistic approach, meaning the whole self is included here in developing yourself, your sense of self. And it is an approach that emphasizes the importance I had a hard time getting that word out. The importance of the body in the process of learning about yourself, in the process of self-discovery and growth and transformation. Body-based coaching recognizes that the body holds valuable insights. The body holds wisdom and intelligence, and that when we tap into the body's wisdom, that's how we can create change, positive change in all areas of our life, including personal and professional and emotional well-being. It's all right there. And I want to share that this has been like the most impactful, important part of me feeling more connected to myself. I have been engaged in body-based practices for a very long time, so over 20 years. I have been doing this, and movement has been the work. Like for me, it's been yoga and dance. Yoga and dance, those practices have allowed me to really get to know me. So when I was in my early 20s, I came into yoga and dance from a fitness background. Like I was super into like step aerobics and kickboxing and stuff like that. And I had done dance before, but then I found my way to yoga, and I found my way into intentional movement practices such as Nia and Five Rhythms. And when I got into those practices, that was the first time ever in my life where I began to feel into who I was. And it wasn't like all of a sudden I took a class and then I was like, boom, lights on, I know what I'm doing in my life. It was very gradual. It was almost like getting to know myself. Like, you know, when you meet a friend and at first you don't really know each other, and then you get to know each other a little bit over time, you get to know a little bit more about each other, you discover all these things you have in common, and your relationship gets closer and you want to spend more time together. That's kind of how it was for me. So I got into some movement practices, yoga, dance, and when I would be there, I would have these glimpses. I would just have these little flickers of light of understanding, like, whoa, ooh, ooh, there's like a little bit more for me. Like, there's potential here. Like, I'm meant to do something more than what I'm doing. It would just be this moment. And every time I went to my classes, I would feel it, and I would have like a deeper connection to it. I would have like a deeper understanding. And over years, I began to really understand who I was and what I wanted as a result of being in these practices. And these practices are what allowed me to navigate anxiety and navigate stress, and also to understand what was my next step in my life. So these practices allowed me to sit with the idea of not staying in a marriage, to actually then divorce somebody that wasn't wasn't a healthy marriage, to actually take that big step of leaving him. And it was through my movement practices that allowed me to gain the insight around that, the courage and the strength and the ability to move forward with that. It's through movement practices that I understood my relationship with my mom better. It's through movement practices that allowed me to come into a place of wanting to move, to create a new life for myself, to create a business. Like, it's through movement practices that I began to find myself and create a life that really looked and felt really, really good. Now, if you would have asked me at that time, if you would have just asked me, like, what's your purpose and what are you doing and what are you going to do about this in your life? And I was then asked to answer from a logical place, like from just thinking mind, I wouldn't have known how to answer. I wouldn't have known how to answer at all. But if you would have asked me those same questions, or the intention would have been there as I'm moving my body and I'm answering you as a after my practice or in the midst of my practice, or even just bringing that inquiry into a body-based practice, I would have been able to tell you with more clarity. So this work has been instrumental in my life. It is what set me free in multiple ways. And it is something that mattered so deeply to me, made such a difference in my life, that this is what I do now. This is what I continue to do for my own practice of understanding myself and staying in a purposeful relationship with myself and my life. But it's also what I offer to others through coaching and workshops. I bring body-based practices into every single thing I do because they matter so deeply, because they're so impactful, because they bring us into a deeper and really profound relationship with our life. They give us the information that we are seeking. So I share this with you from a whole lot of heart and experience and just powerful knowing that this works miracles. When we bring the body into our questioning, when we bring the body into our, like, all of our desires, like what we're wanting to create, and we ask the body and we bring ourselves into relationship with our body, we are going to get richer, deeper answers. We are going to get more from that experience, and we're also just going to feel better. Okay, so that's where that's coming from. And I want you to know that I've mentioned yoga and dance and breath work, but there's other body-based practices out there. So that can be art, and art therapy, body mapping, which is like drawing your body and then working with this drawing as a way to better understand your body. Body scans, where you're tapping into how your body feels from head to toes. And somatic therapy, which is working with your body as you work through different experiences, emotions, and that sort of thing. So anything that has to do with your body is a body-based practice where it drops you into your body and you're using your body as a vessel, as a means of understanding yourself more clearly. So let's now explore the science behind this body-based approach. And I just want to begin with this idea that a lot of times when we realize we are out of alignment and we realize that we're not where we want to be, we often will begin to look outside of ourselves. We will begin to look at external sources, whether that may be social media or people that we know, or just social, like I already said social media, but I keep thinking about those influencers. There's people that make it seem like this is the way to go, and we feel like we need to follow them in order to find our own purpose. When we begin to look outside of ourselves and question and have other people tell us what they think we should do, and we take in all of this information, we move away from tapping into our own wisdom. It can be helpful to gather information, but if we use that as our only way of making decisions or as a way to really connect to our purpose, like, we're not actually going to connect to it. We're not going to connect in any meaningful, deep, profound way. We're just going to get somebody else's opinions, and then we're going to be back in the same place we are now, because it's just going to be a cycle we go through over and over and over. Now, if you decide that you really want to understand what your purpose is, then The method is turning inward, and science actually supports this approach. Like, there's research around how this shows up in our body and our brain, and how it can bring us closer to understanding ourselves. So there's research that shows that our bodies and our hearts are interconnected with our emotions and our cognitive functions. So our bodies and our hearts work together. Like, it's not one or the other. We can't just stay in our brain and our thinking, logical, structured way of thinking and expect to get somewhere profound or meaningful or someplace that feels really good in all other parts of ourselves if we don't connect the body and the heart and the mind, because everything is connected. The way our brain works, the emotions, and our body and sensation. And neuroscientists have discovered that the body stores memories, the body stores emotions. And when we tap into bodily sensations, guess what's happening? We are accessing a wealth of information about our true selves. So I see this all the time when I work with clients one-on-one and in workshops and in classes. When we tap into the body, there is emotion that just rises. Sometimes there's tears just streaming down people's cheeks. And it can feel alarming when it happens to you the first time, but what's really happening is your body has stored memories, it's stored emotions, it's stored experiences. And when you bring the body into a place of safety, and you bring the body into a place where things have a space to rise, they will rise. And what's happening is the body has found a path of release. And everything in that moment that is creating that rise of emotion is bringing wisdom to the surface. It's allowing yourself to access yourself more clearly. So when the tears come, sometimes we don't know what it's about. We don't know why we're crying. Sometimes we have a little inkling, but it's really just like the body's found a pathway. And what we often experience as a result of that is some form of relief. So you're in a situation, you're doing a body-based practice, you're in a safe place, you have this rise of emotion, and then your body releases it, and then you feel some state of release and relief. And so your body can also experience joy, it can experience clarity, you can even come into a place of just feeling calm, right? And that can all happen as a result of connecting the body and the heart and the mind. So how does this actually work? If you think about it, our bodies are these incredible vessels of wisdom. And practices like yoga and dance and breathwork, they have a profound impact on our physical and our mental well-being. When we practice yoga, for example, we are activating the parasympathetic nervous system. And it's this system that promotes relaxation and reduces stress. So when we come into a place of relaxation and we don't feel the effects of stress as much, we may feel calm, right? We enter a state of calmness. And by feeling this calmness, we're able to then engage and connect with our inner self. We're able to access ourselves in a deeper way, and we're able to access insights from ourselves. So take a moment to think of that. If you are in your busy life and you're in a state of anxiety and stress and overwhelm, and there's even this franticness or chaos or panic feeling, you can't access anything deeper. Like, all you're thinking about is like how to survive the moment. You can't actually connect to your inner state. You can't connect to a deeper insight. You can't connect to the next step that feels right for you because you're in this place of survival. But when you engage in a body-based practice such as yoga, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system. This drops you down. It regulates your emotions, and you drop into a state where the body begins to relax. The stress begins to release. The body begins to feel calm. And when the body feels calm, the mind feels calm. When the mind feels calm, the body feels calm. They are fully connected. And it's in that place where you're able to go, oh, I actually don't like what I'm doing in my life. I don't really enjoy this job or this work. And you begin to just understand yourself. You feel it because you can actually tap into it. You're not surviving in that moment. You're able to be. And what's like, when you think about dance, there's research that shows that dance, when you move your body in a liberated way, when you're moving to music and you're just allowing your body to express, it boosts your mood. Like, that's a real thing, right? So when you're in a body-based practice such as dance, you can elevate your mood in minutes. And it will allow you to express yourself, to move emotions out, to express what you're feeling, and to connect with yourself on a deeper and more profound level. And when you can get into your body through yoga, through dance, and when you can connect with yourself on a more, on a deeper level, you can find your way clearer and faster. So if you are in a place right now that's like, I don't know, I don't know what kind of business to start. I don't know if this is the right business to start. I don't know if this is the right thing for me. Get into your body. Get into your body. Practice some yoga. Do some meditation. Take a walk. Just be intentional with the movement. Go sit in nature and just feel the breeze on your skin. Look up at the trees and the sky and feel your body resting on the earth and being held by the earth. Get in contact with your body. Connect with yourself. And then you'll be able to feel and experience the wisdom within you to know, is this the thing I want to do? Does this feel right for me? It's through your body that you get this information. And our hearts play a very significant role in this journey as well. Oftentimes we think of the heart as like love, like the symbol of emotion, but it has its own intelligence. It has its own connection with the brain. And the Institute of Heart Math has researched this heart-brain connection. And what they have found is that the heart sends more signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. Take that in for a moment. The heart sends more signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. So what does this mean? It means that our hearts have a significant influence on our emotional and mental state. And when we incorporate practices that focus on the heart, that focus on connecting to our heart, that focus on feeling what's in our hearts, we align with ourselves. We align with our full holistic selves, the whole picture, the body, the heart, the mind, the spirit. You're bringing it all together. When you are focusing on your body, you are focusing on the whole picture. So with this information, with what you have taken in these 15 minutes or however long it's been, how can you use these practices? I imagine that you can now see that these practices are helpful. They provide direction. They can help you reveal your purpose more clearly to you. These body-based practices, such as yoga, such as dance, such as breathwork, they help us access the body's stored wisdom. They help us align our heart and our mind. If we are only thinking through a logical, structured brain, mind, we are only going to get that. We're going to get answers that seem realistic and logical. I keep using that word, but it's what it is. It's like just like that. But our heart and our body are going to reject it. There's going to be a part of us that's just like, okay, my brain says that this is the right way, but my body and my heart are just repelling that. They are so not aligned, right? This happens all the time because we're only thinking through one part of ourselves. We're only seeing through one lens. And when you come into body-based practices, again, through coaching, through classes, through workshops, through 5 minutes a day at the beginning and end of your day, however you structure it, when you come into body-based practices, you are inquiring within not just your mind, but your body and your heart. And you're looking for what feels right. You're sitting and observing and feeling into the response of your body and your heart when you ask yourself the question of what is next for me? What is my purpose? Your body and your heart know the answer. Come into contact with them, bring them together. This is how you align your body, your heart, and your mind. This is how you uncover your purpose. This is how you live from a deeply connected place. When we incorporate body-based practices into all parts of our life, we empower ourselves to look within for the answers. We empower ourselves to stand tall in our decisions, to claim our space, to take up space and say, this is what I want to do. This is who I am. This is why I'm here. It empowers you to feel that on a cellular level so that you can move forward in your life with confidence and certainty because you have asked all parts of yourself, is this the right thing? You've received the answer. You have aligned it all together, and then you keep taking steps forward. In my own experience, my body's answers were always right. They're always clear. I would get glimpses. I'm thinking specifically of 20 years ago, of getting glimpses of like what the next thing was for me. And oftentimes it was a feeling. It was this feeling of potential. It was this feeling of lightness, of love, of like, yes, if I go in this direction, that's what I'm going to find. If I go in this direction, then that's what's going to happen to me. Like just feeling into it. And it was just baby steps, right? Then I would follow that feeling. I would follow that next step. I would follow that decision. And then I would ask myself again, and I would be in that inquiry process again, and I would feel my way through that. And I just keep doing that. You just keep doing that. You just keep following the path of your body, the path of your heart, and you will find your way into the life that you desire. So take a moment, take this in, take a deep breath. Your body and your heart are not just guides. They are your partners. You are on a quest. Your life is a quest. You are on a quest to connect deeply with yourself, to be yourself fully. And your body and your heart are here for it. They are here for you, and they are partnering with you in this life. They want the best for you, and they know what's next for you. So go forward hand in hand with your body and your heart, getting there through body-based practices. Do that through coaching, working with someone who provides body-based practices, taking classes and workshops, even taking 3 deep breaths in the morning, in the evening, putting some music on and moving your body, anything. It can be simple. Just begin to engage in that and see what happens. And just trust, this is so much, trust in the wisdom of your body and your heart and know that your purpose is waiting for you. It is inside. It is inside, and it is waiting for you to reveal it. Okay, thank you so much for joining me on this call today, episode today. And thank you for just going on this journey with me. And if you have felt inspired, if you felt curious about these practices and how they can connect you to your purpose, then I invite you to take the next step. And I really want you to think about like the future is now, like the next step is now. Like if you're wanting more now, create it now. Like your time is now. I want you to jump on a free introductory coaching call with me. During this call, we are going to talk about it all. We are going to explore your goals and your aspirations and your unique challenges that you're facing on your entrepreneurial journey. You'll have the chance to ask me questions, to gain clarity, and to discover how body-based practices can empower you to tap into your purpose and to align you, your body and your heart and your mind for success, for purpose, for higher love, for higher service. Don't miss out on this. Don't sit on it. Just like do this. It's a free call. We'll get to know each other and I will be there with you, helping you, supporting you, guiding you. And I just would love to spend this time with you. It'd be super fun. So to schedule your free call, just go to soulcareclub.com/schedule, and we will do this thing together. And just remember that your journey to purpose, your journey to self-discovery, it just begins with a step. It's not knowing the whole landscape. It's beginning with a step. Take that step today. Book your call. I can't wait to connect with you. I can't wait to support you. I can't wait to love you up. I can't wait to just be there in your corner with you. So thank you. Book your call. I can't wait to talk to you. soulcareclub.com/schedule. And thank you so much for listening to She Means Business. It means the absolute world to me. If you enjoyed this episode today, please be sure to leave a review and subscribe. It's amazingly helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until next time, stay inspired. Stay curious. Take action. Your future is now. Sending you so much love. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.